bird calls. That's how they found each other in the foggy morning streets for the protest. It was the Vietnam War era, and there were rules about gathering together. So the young radicals used bird calls to find each other. It was the days before texting, after all. My parents had left my older sister, then a baby, with my grandparents and driven to DC to protest the war. They were arrested, placed in a football field surrounded by chain link fence, and tear gassed. A young National Guardsman on the other side of the fence warned them that they would be gassed and urged them to run to the other side. My dad fell in the midst of the chaos. Fearing he would be trampled, my mom pulled him up by the collar, and they kept running. This was one of my favorite family stories growing up. Now, my sister grew up to be a radical as well. For years, she was a community organizer. She organized protests regularly and even hosted a radio show dedicated to everyday acts of revolution. Now, I was a little different. I became an elementary school teacher. I don't know that my family knew quite what to do with me. But that all changed in March 2003 with the Iraq War. I was teaching kindergarten in San Francisco when I learned of our declaration of war. I arranged for a substitute to cover my class the next day. And early that morning, while it was still dark out, I took the BART downtown. I joined the mass of protesters, and we linked arms and sang, "All we are saying is give peace a chance." Now, I don't sing like my parents either, and that's okay. I was arrested pretty early in the day. As the officer wrapped the plastic ties around my wrists behind me, he shared that he too would be out protesting if he didn't have to work that day. I called my parents when I got home late in the afternoon and shared how I could finally join the family legacy of protest and arrest. It seemed like their proudest moment of me to date. That night, however, I went to dinner at some friend's house and shared what I'd done that day. One friend, a lawyer, told me derisively that the only people affected by the protest were folks like his secretary, who couldn't get to work. His wife then turned to him and asked what had happened to the man who had wanted to join the NAACP's legal team. For whom were those protests of the 60s convenient? There are times to be the tender kindergarten teacher and plant the seeds for future generations. There are also times when we need to take a stand for what is right and just in this world.